Communication technology means people don't mail as many letters as they once did. So you might think this hobby would be all but gone. But in a moment, you'll learn how those letters are still being used to not only send a message, but help students learn about the world around them. The American Countryside returns after this.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It's called the Postal History Foundation, an interesting group that traces their beginning back to 1960. As Betsy Toll explains, that year the group began using stamps to help teach kids lessons about our country and world.
We have certain curricula, for instance, Black Heritage. We use women on stamps, Native Americans. These are programs that we have developed, but then we have other teachers who come in and have their own programs. One man comes in every year, and one of his stamps he collects is a bumblebee, and he uses it to teach the parts of the bumblebee.
Each year, many schools and teachers request stamps from the foundation in order to teach lessons on a variety of subjects, and that means Betsy has many stamps to collect.
The stamps are all donated from across the country. They come in various conditions. Some of them are still in the envelope. Some of them are still on paper as the rest of the envelope has been cut off. And then our process begins of sorting, filing, cleaning them up, and getting them ready for the purposes to which we're going to put them.
Betsy says that times have changed and there's more educating to do since fewer children mail letters today than in the past. And although our culture and the use of the U.S. mail has changed much in recent years, Betsy hopes most people will once again look to stamps as a way to learn.
We think it's a great hobby. It's a way of learning many, many things. You learn history through looking at postage stamps. They're a reflection of our culture. The United States, whether you like it or not, Porky Pig is part of our culture. And Porky Pig is shown on a United States postage stamp. We think it's a great way for children to learn and a very good hobby for children.
The foundation continues to work with more schools and students each year to help kids learn via stamps. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.